This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is always a treat. He always hooks us up. Man, multiple times each college basketball season, one of the true titans of the game, one of the great gentlemen of the game, great fiery competitors of the game. We love him. Coach Izzo, who's number four Spartans, are off to a 5-0 start. They beat Duke about 9 or 10 days ago at Duke, and they've yet to lose. They're looking good. Coach Tiki and Tierney, how you feeling? First of all, welcome back, Coach. How are you?
Well, guys, I'm feeling great, but, you know, I spent Tuesday night, you know, I didn't find out till 10:30 at night that we couldn't play that game. So I walked the campus down at Virginia, and I was looking on all the bathroom walls for Tiki's name from back in the day. So that's what I did. But you guys are calling me a basketball man. What happened during football season, too? I mean, I know there's a little football going on, but you still know it's my favorite sport.
That's true. And you did beat Michigan.
Right. So all the people in America are happy about that.
Yeah, right? And Coach, all you had to do was go over to the stadium, and there's some trophies and some, you know, pictures and some you know, retired jerseys and stuff like that. Then you would have found me and my twin brother over there.
Okay, I got you. But, you know, you guys didn't call me to ask me about the Patriots and the Buccaneers, Brady and Belichick. You guys, now we got to talk about boring old basketball. I guess that's where we're at. Huh?
We can do whatever you want, man.
Yeah.
You think Brady's done? I mean, go ahead. You think Tom Brady's still Tom Brady?
Well, you know what I think? I mean, I understood the whole thing, but I honestly think some people are meant for each other. It's like Mateen Cleaves and I, you know. He was mad at me half the time. I was mad at him half the time, and we both accomplished a lot of things together. Now I named my son after him. You know, he's the greatest in the world. So, nobody likes their coach when they're going through things, and every coach can't like their player because you got to push them every day.
Yeah.
But I still think they miss each other. I really do, and probably some people don't agree, but you asked for my opinion. That's my opinion.
You know, it's interesting you say that too, Coach, because some of the greats have had that kind of relationship, like Lawrence Taylor and Bill Parcells. I mean, did you have that with someone other than Mateen Cleaves? I mean, like old school.
You know, a couple guys in old school, no, you're not allowed to get mad at anybody or a lawyer comes and sues you. So we have a different opinion now of how it used to be, guys. But back in the good old days, you know, when I could coach and you could play football and not have to worry about it, you know. But Lawrence Taylor's a great one with Bill Parcells, you know. And, hey, Vince Lombardi, when I was growing up, you know, Packers were 95 miles from my house. I mean, he was full of a lot of vinegar every day. And yet those guys swear by him, you know, later on, and that's kind of what you hope. I don't know what those two, if you never know what's really true and what's not true. All I do know is this: they both won a lot of championships together.
Yeah.
And I understand people move on and everything, but I think sometimes the grass isn't always greener, as they say.
That's just very true.
I'm sorry, Teague.
No, I was going to say, that's just very true.
It is. It's just the way people are wired to always kind of peek over the fence and see, is it better in their yard? Usually it's not. That's Tom Izzo, by the way. Three Big Ten Coach of the Year awards, NCAA champ, 8 Final Fours, Titan. You know, let me ask you, because it just hit me when you said this, you know, and I know, listen, we know you well enough to know your style and your convictions. You've been on our radar for almost 30 years. I mean, everybody knows what Tom Izzo stands for. So when you say, and I know you say it with a smile, but you also probably mean it because in humor there's truth, in jest there's truth. When you say you can't coach kids the way you do you still enjoy coaching the way you used to enjoy coaching since it's so different?
Hell no, I don't. You know, when you got to – I mean, seriously, guys, what's changed, and I think you both agree, the social media changed the world, you know.
Yeah.
Up until then, it was pretty cool, you know. I mean, there's always eras, and I know you got to adjust. But now, man, I mean, everybody – Nobody can take anything, you know, and it's kind of funny because when my old guys come back, they call me soft and what are you doing? And, you know, why is his hair like that? What are you doing with this and that? You know, and every once in a while I say, damn, those guys are right. You know, I got to get my culture back. But you know what? I think like everybody in every walk of life, you adapt, but you don't adjust and adapt, but I don't think I changed a lot of the principles. I mean, there's still going to be demands because, as you guys know, championships aren't for everybody. And if you're trying to win them and trying to get there, and we've won 3 Big Ten championships in a row now, and, you know, we did go to the last Final Four. But, you know, after that one with Cleves, I won one, and I, you know, the bridesmaid on the 7 other ones, which is good that we got the 7. But, I got to win another one, I think, sooner or later.
Yeah, no, I can imagine your frustration. The almost is never as good as obviously being there. Coach, you think about it? Like, I mean, it's an interesting question BT just asked. But you think about how much longer you're going to do this?
You know, I do. I mean, what the hell? You got to think about it sooner or later. You know, even Brady's got to think about it, I think. But I'm other than that little COVID I went through, I'm actually feeling better now. I mean, the last couple of years, I just, you know, had a couple of year stretch there where a lot of things were crazy at Michigan State. And, you know, then lost Mark Antonio and my AD Mark Hollis. But Mel Tucker has been, you know, he's kind of got a personality like mine. I mean, he's a grinder. He has got a, you know, him and I have become very good friends already. And he lives about a block from me. And that always makes me feel good. I mean, I know I joke about football and I know some people think because I'm on with you, Tiki, I say it. I swear to you, man, when I come back, if you believe in reincarnation, I don't know which guy I'm going to be, but I'm going to be coaching that oblong ball instead of the round one I'm coaching.
I love it. I love it.
Maybe you'll be a player instead of two. Yeah, right? You already got a coach for it, Tom. That's you come right. Back as a linebacker or as a safety.
You got the mentality.
I love it. You know, back in the days when Mariucci and I were in the same backfield, you know,
Mooch.
In college, but me and Mooch, we you know, he was the quarterback. I was the running back. I was linebacker. They wouldn't let him play on defense because quarterbacks are too soft and all that.
Yeah, can't wait to tell him that, Coach. Let's get to the round ball. I mean, you joked about being down in Charlottesville and walking around campus. You flew down, obviously, to play Virginia. The game gets canceled. I mean, what's your take on what's going on right now in college basketball? It feels like there's not really, you know, concrete plans. We know Coach K talked about this, and you don't need to really get into that. But it just feels like it's up in the air almost every day.
Well, I told my players at the beginning of the year, guys, that, you know, adversity and distractions are really what determines champions. You know, can you handle them? Can you work through them? And there's going to be no year like this year. I mean, our parents never went through anything like this. And, but, you know, I'm adapting. You know, I never used to wear a seatbelt. Now I wear a mask, you know. I mean, you know, you adapt to things, and it's not easy. What's been hard for me, and it happened down there, like Tony Bennett's a good friend of mine, and he's got a great program going down there. But every conference, every state, even some counties, the rules are different. Is there tracing? Is there not? Is there full testing? Is it every day? Is it not? You know? So you never know, you know? And he was as upset as I was from a standpoint of we both needed to play each other because, you know, we played 3 ACC schools, which never happens. I usually try to pick one tough game from each conference so I get an idea when the NCAA comes on the different conferences. But, you know, we opened up with Notre Dame, and they're more of a zone team and shooters, and that was good test for us. And then we played Duke, and they're in-your-face defense and really put some pressure. We did not play great offensively, found a way to win. And then in Virginia, you know, I've known Tony and his dad since he was a little kid, and I went to his dad's camp once.
Wow.
And Tony, you know, a little slower style, but, I mean, it's a grind it. physical, which usually is where the NCAA tournament games end. You know, you can average 80 points a game until you get to the tournament. Then everything slows down. So it's a really good game for us to play. And he was looking forward to playing us because he hasn't played many big games yet. We had at least played two. And so it just didn't work out. But you know what? I listen to what different people say. I'm going to tell you what I think. And you guys as athletes, tell me what you think. But, you know, if these kids, you talk about mental health and everything, the one thing, they were home for 5 months, you know, March, April, May, June, part of July, you know, and think about being 20 and having to be home with your parents, you know. I got a 20-year-old, you know, you hated every minute of it. But then you talk about the greatest mental health, I think, is when an athlete is in athletics, you know. And so we've done a great job here. I took a recruiting room. I made it into we kind of got a, you know, pool and table and video games and, you know, like an arcade room. And so our players don't just stay in their apartments. They come over here. I think we've become closer, and it's tough, but maybe athletics could be the bright spot in our whole country. You know, let's do it the right way. Let's see what we can do. I mean, hey, I got it. And I was as diligent as you can be. Mm-hmm. Okay. I really was. I mean, all I was at, it was my office and my home. And my wife didn't even get it. So I know what it's like. I did everything right, and you still could get it. But I think for the most part, if we take care of our own business, we could get fans back in the stands. I don't think we should quit living.
Yep.
I don't think we should quit working.
Yep.
I just think, and I definitely don't think we should quit playing. I just think we got to be even more diligent, which takes more work. And yet the rewards and what we're helping our kids, like I told my guys, that night, 11:30 at night in the hotel there, right on campus, I said, guys, there's going to be worse things in life. You know, this is just another thing that helps prepare you. And I think you'd agree that that's what athletics does.
Well, listen, Tom, I'm totally with you. And that's why, you know, I was a little turned off at Coach K's comments yesterday. Now, you speak for yourself, obviously, and you run your own program. But, you know, the basketball fans of the world look to certain people for direction. Coach K's one of them. You're one of them. It's a short list. I mean, so it doesn't sound like you totally agreed with what Coach K was saying the other night. I didn't.
Well, first of all, I have great respect for Mike, and I, you know, him and I had a, you know, it was great when we were down there. They handled everything so well. They tested and did all the things, so did we. But, you know, and I'm on a committee with him and everything. I think, like, I didn't let my kids go home for Thanksgiving. I didn't let families come up here. Well, sure, that was hard. But I watched the NBA. LeBron James stayed for 3 months without seeing his family, his kids, anybody else. You know, sometimes there's sacrifices you have to make. At Christmas time, we're not going home. In fact, I helped the thing. We're going to play on Christmas Day, guys, because the NFL at the time, or the NBA, wasn't going to be playing until in January. Now they came back and took over, but we still got a slot there. We're going to be on TV. So you guys are eating turkey or ham or whatever you eat. You watch an NBA game, and you two better watch the Spartans.
Hey, listen.
You know, we're playing on, I think, 1 o'clock on Christmas Day. And I think that was my way of saying, don't feel sorry for the players. Let's give them something to do. What do they love to do? Play.
That's right.
You know, basketball is even a little different than football. Like football, man, I played it for even in college a year. And, you know, boy, those practices in October and November, they get tough out there, you know. But basketball, 72, we're a little softer, you know. Guys love to go in the gym and shoot. I mean, we have so many football players around here that come and, hey, Coach, we'll go with the guys, you know. Everybody kind of likes to do that.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
football,
yeah.
It's a grind, you know. And yet I still think every football and basketball player would rather be playing. And then the last thing, guys, and I'll let you ask. But
you got about 10 seconds, Coach, unfortunately.
I worry about my guys going home. You know, there's no safer environment than where they are. And
that's a great point.
The way I'm going to try to handle it. So I love Mike. I agree with him on a lot of things. I don't know what our opinions are, but mine is I hope we can keep playing, and I hope we can teach the world that you got to do it the right way.
Nope. You express your opinion eloquently, as always, directly. Great stuff. Tom, we're so thankful that and happy for you, more importantly, that you're healthy now. Love watching the Spartans. Love chatting. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, Coach.
Be well, Coach.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.